This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Julia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Happy New Year there, Julia. And you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. We did not update it for 2026. We agreed to stick with the 2025 rule. So today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Animalize this.
All right, unbeknownst to me, our very own Mike Hawk has this story coming up later in headlines, but I'm going to share it with you right now. Spoiler alert. So an animal that wreaked havoc inside of a musical instrument store in Tennessee fled the scene of the incident, but it was captured later in the day. The Morristown Police Department said it received a call about 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday reporting an animal running wild and damaging instruments inside of the Trade Center Music Store in Morristown. Animal control officers responded to the store, but the critter was able to flee the scene. Now, police said it was safely captured at a different location later that night. Now, a licensed animal wrangler from the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that the animal was allegedly stolen from a farm in Alabama before being sold in Morristown, Tennessee. Police said, quote, "We are aware of the allegation that the animal was stolen, and we will be continuing the investigation." So now the question is, what was the stolen animal that started going crazy in the music store? Was it a pig? Was it a cow? Was it a rooster? Or was it a monkey? So pig, cow, rooster, or monkey?
Oh, well, I'm just going to have to say monkey. For some reason, that just popped in my head. I was thinking raccoon while I was listening to the question, but I'm going to say monkey.
Stolen from a monkey farm, yes.
Well, wasn't it just off of a farm that it was just, I mean, who was still a cow or still a chicken or a rooster?
You heard of chattel rustlers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, based on the area, you'd be surprised. I got some cockfighting going on as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Right, so
yeah,
it was stolen from.
I met a pretty docile. I don't see them tearing up the place, you know.
Right, it was stolen from a farm.
Stolen from, they believe, allegedly stolen from a farm. But yeah, it's a pig, cow, rooster, or monkey. Somehow it got inside of this music shop.
I'm going to snuff the rooster.
What are you guys going with?
Miles is going rooster. I don't know why. I'm going to go pig.
Pig.
Okay. What was this animal that was wreaking havoc inside of a music store in Tennessee? Was it a pig, cow, rooster, or monkey? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories, analyze this on Profile. Let's get an animal that wreaked havoc inside a music store in Tennessee. Question is, what was that animal?
Mm-hmm.
It was stolen from another state and brought to Tennessee for a sale. Was it a pig, cow, rooster, or a monkey?
And Julia, that is a question that we posed to you. Let's start with D. Ted Smith. You went with the pig.
Went with the pig.
It was not a pig.
Oink, oink. MF-er.
That pig simply strolled into the music store and started playing Stairway to Heaven until he was asked to stop and leave.
I heard he was playing a banjo.
You know, that makes more sense for a picture pig playing a banjo. Miles Montgomery, you went with the rooster.
He ain't gonna die.
It was not a rooster. Julia, you went with the monkey because, like we said, the animal was stolen from a farm. And what farm animal do you picture most? A monkey. And you are correct.
Nice work, Julia. Very good.
Yeah, the old Tennessean monkey farms.
Mm-hmm. Now for all the TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. A lot of stuff happened over the break while we were gone, TV-wise and everything else. First, though, I was going to ask you guys, what did everybody in here do on New Year's Eve? Did anybody go out and stay out till midnight? I shouldn't say it like that. I sound old as hell. Anybody actually stay out till midnight?
I went to a friend's house for a little while because you would text me that you and your buddy were headed to the bar. I was about to head over to a friend's house, and it was decent. We had a good time. And then a lot of them went to a bar. My wife and I took our daughter home because their son was doing a spend-the-night deal. And we stayed up until midnight and waited for the fireworks to go off. Did the countdown. We were watching Stranger Things, right?
All right.
And then when we got like 20 seconds away from New Year, we paused it, counted down with the daughter, everyone celebrated, and then got back to Stranger Things.
Yeah. Miles?
I went for a little afternoon lunch and drinks. Ended up in my hotel room about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Passed out. woke up at like 8 or 9 and started watching CNN. Because those guys are just getting hammered.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm watching Anderson Cooper and Cohen just absolutely get drunk.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody hit me, too. It was like, CNN's kind of famous for it.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody's like, you should watch Fox News. And I was like, why? And he's like, they kind of do the same thing.
Just get hammered.
Right, but obviously between CNN and Fox, there's going to be different little cheeky jokes they're both saying.
Oh, of course.
Kind of shooting, taking shots across the board. Yeah, I did the same thing I did last year. Went to a couple bars, and then the bar I was at, they bring in the DJ equipment around 10, so me and my buddy left.
Yeah.
But also, just, man, it got so foggy.
It did.
The night before, and then New Year's Eve was, I mean, that was serious fog, which I get. I even tweeted out, like, we're just not going to see these fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
They still shot him off.
They did. A guy was earlier on the YouTube feed. A guy was bitching about it. He's like, I was at the Space Needle, but I could not physically see the Space Needle, and I could not physically see the fireworks. Basically, they shot up in the air, and you got like a strobe light through the fog.
Yeah.
But no actual fireworks.
Yeah. So I think that's King 5, right? They do a good job.
I believe it's 5, yeah.
Yeah, of like showing the local stuff and everything, which is good to see. Kind of missed my guy Terry on there this year. But yeah, and then the funny thing is, I don't know if it's because of the fog or Lake Union, but like where we live in North Seattle, like mm-hmm. you could hear them.
Oh, I definitely heard them.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of crazy. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So
for some reason, I thought they used to do a laser show.
They did both.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
And, well, here's the deal. They're supposed to have a drone show. I think this is the second year they're supposed to have a drone show, but because of the fog, they don't fly up. So there's still lasers in the fireworks. So I was just kind of joking around on X. I was like, we're never going to see this drone show.
And
people started kind of coming after me. Like, you get foggy every year. Like, I know. I'm not bitching. I'm just kind of making a light joke about it.
Joke.
We're never going to see it.
Did you hear the fireworks in our hood on Saturday night?
So New Year's Day.
2 in the morning, right?
Like, all right,
and you can tell someone was getting rid of the rest of the fireworks they had. But I didn't know what the sound was at first. So I went outside. I'm kind of looking around. But the same thing. It was just so hazy. Again, I didn't see any fireworks, but you just saw the strobe effect. And I'm like, man, those sound like they'd be badass. Like,
I will say, New Year's Day, I was watching the Ole Miss Georgia game with some buddies, and we were out on his deck, right? It's got, like, there's a heater and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were wearing wearable sleeping bags. but same thing, we kept hearing fireworks, and I was like, is that guy a Georgia fan? Because, like, it kind of coordinated with when Georgia was scoring. And then by, like, halftime in the second half, we're like, oh, these are people just letting off.
Yeah, they just
so
got
Saturday
fireworks.
Seemed to be the day that, like, if you still had fireworks, you could light them up.
Oh, yeah.
Wearable sleeping bag, huh?
It's pretty awesome. So somebody just did a quick poll, and they asked you, they gave them 4 choices, right? What could you do for New Year's Eve? Number 4, 10% people picked, just scroll through social media on my phone.
Okay.
20% of people, third place, said they'd rather get some sleep.
Wow, okay.
Which is weird. Is that, like, I didn't stay out that late, but I still stayed up till midnight.
Yeah, stayed up for sure.
A lot of people said go to a New Year's Eve party. The number one thing was exactly what you did there. A lot of people said watch Netflix or some streaming platform.
Yeah, that's like, so we, you know, we kind of celebrated earlier in the day, and then by the time we got home, it was like 10:30. Watched the final episode. It wasn't done yet, but I'm like, well, countdown. So daughter was excited. We brought it in the new year, and then it's like back to Stranger Things.
Did you do the Pots and Pans?
No.
All right, when I was a kid, that was the highlight of New Year's Eve, man. Midnight.
What's that?
You open your front door and you bang on your pots and pans at midnight.
Huh.
You never did that?
No.
I never did it as a kid. I'm aware of what it was. It just, if you beat a pot and pan at my parents' house, they'd kill me.
Oh, that was massive for us. And, I mean, and of course, when you're a kid, it's always a struggle.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Because you got to stay awake and everything.
Stay awake.
Right. But there was some good bowl games on then, too. I was going to say, New Year's Eve, we had the, what was that, Miami and Ohio State?
Uh-huh.
Nobody thought Miami would win. They won.
They did.
I was going to say, then the next day, finally, on New Year's Day, I feel like it's been 2 years since we've had a good game. The first 2 games are, whatever. That old Miss Georgia game was
great.
Freaking awesome. I'm cheering for...
That last play took like 9 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm cheering for old Miss, as I got duped.
Because it's not Georgia.
Well, and I got duped by Lane Kiffin, but then my nephew is a junior there.
Right.
So I have like some rooting interest. So it was just fun, yeah. And now you got, right, you got Miami, who hasn't won a title since, what, 01?
Somewhere around there.
And the other 3 teams have never won one at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the semifinals coming up this week should be pretty good and should have a lot of stuff on there. And then NFL goes without saying, actually, you know what? Nobody likes to start the new year off in a great mood. Let's relive some pain from just last night. The Ravens were in a position to make it to the playoffs, win the division. Just got to hit a kick.
Tyler Luke, he now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holman, the kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
I know you have feelings on it, obviously, but credit where credit is due to the machine that is the NFL. A, Saturday night, that Niners-Seahawks game was great, right? I even just having the, what was it, the Panthers and the Bucks.
Right. Terrible teams, but a good game.
Right, and then last night, right, like, look, I won't lie. I was very sad. Holidays are ending. Scott Hansen almost teared up, signing off of Red Zone. But, man, what a game to end the NFL season.
It was a great game. Yeah. My son was absolutely devastated at the end, and he's mad at the kicker. And I was like, before you get mad at the kicker, let's review football. Why are they in that position? It's because they blew a lead to Buffalo in the fourth quarter. They blew a lead to New England in the fourth. He shouldn't have been in that position. There's 8 million things that went wrong in the season. Yeah, he should have hit the kick, but he shouldn't have been in a position for it to matter. Why did this game against Pittsburgh even matter when you had him dead to right? You got to do is win the goddamn game in front of you that you already have won in the fourth quarter. So I'm like, everyone's going to dump on this kicker. And it's like, look, that comes with the territory. He'll survive it. He's a young man. He'll get it. But I'm like, there's 53 men on that roster. All right? And they have choked all season long. They put themselves in this position. I feel bad for the kicker, but I do not feel bad for the Ravens.
Not only that, if they would have won, they beat a team that just lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not going to go that much further.
Yeah, maybe not. You know? Just feel like between Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, it's always like that team has a chance to win.
They got a chance to win, but you know, I mean, but that's the thing. I was like, look, man, they s the bed all season long. They put themselves in this position. You know, that was my thing. So I'm like, look, everyone's going to be mad at the kicker. The kicker's going to get much grief. And I'm not defending the guy, but I'm like, you need to remember to ask yourself in the sport of football, why are you in a position where they have to beat the Steelers when you had these fourth quarter leads, right, all through the season? And they blew it. I'm like, it should not come down to this. I'm like, that's on the team putting it on this guy's shoulders.
Well, and I'm not sure what the Ravens could do, right? I'm sure Mike McDonald always wanted to be a head coach.
Sure, of course.
But you can just obviously see the difference his coaching makes.
Oh, my God.
Right, all of a sudden, the Ravens don't have a very good defense, and the Seahawks have, like, what, the second-ranked defense in the league.
You know, and look at the way they
just play dominant.
They play fast, they play dominant, they play confident, and they seem to have a general football IQ, just the football 101 stuff. When you see the Seahawks defense take the field, it's like, look, they're going to get burned because everybody gets burned, but you're not going to burn them all game. They understand the sport of football. They understand where you're trying to hide things, and you see them respond. Every time you see the tight end starts cutting across the line, like, they know it's going to be a run. Every team in the NFL knows it's going to be a run. I don't know why our team doesn't know it's going to be a run, and it's a run every time. And that's when I was telling my son. I said, look, everyone's mad at the kicker. I'm like, 95% of Pittsburgh's plays I called at the line of scrimmage when they lined up. And you give them a second, I'm like, you see that guy? This is where the play is going to go. This is who he's going to throw it to, man. It is so basic. And I said, look, I'm not a player, but every player in the NFL would recognize that and adjust. The Ravens do not. And they lose games. And it comes down to this kicker having to kick in Pittsburgh. And ain't on him.
Yeah.
Right? It's a low football IQ. And I don't know if that's the players or the defensive coordinator. Yeah. But that to me, it's like I said with Kyler Murray. Like, he's a great athlete, but he's a stupid person, right? So he fails all the time that he plays. I'm like, they need to get their football IQ up a little bit. I don't think other teams can believe what they can get away with against them. Like, who doesn't know?
And a priest went out there with holy water and blessed the entire
team. It is ironic. I saw that, and I was like, you got a priest out there?
Come on.
Bless, and then he
that's
missed
not
it.
Fair.
He missed it. That end zone.
That's not fair.
There's no way that had anything to do with it, but it is kind of ironic. Yeah. I would also say, though, just overall, though, like, just a great season, right? Obviously, a Seahawks fan, it was a super fun season.
Yeah, but nothing that's going on is what anyone predicted. No one who lives in Seattle said, man, I'm telling you, we're going to be the number one seed this year. It wasn't that. Everything I heard at the beginning of the year is, might finish around 500. I hope we can give the Rams
I had them win in over 10 games, right? I thought that was an easy
bet. Well, look at them.
But I didn't think they'd be that good. But I'm just saying, overall, like this is one of the most...
New England!
One of the years I've seen the NFL where I still don't know. Like, Seattle's the best team right now, but, like, there's just a lot of parity, which they want. But, you know, like, the Chiefs fell off. Then you have other, like, right now, the Houston Texans appear to be the hottest team in the league.
I'm going to tell you right, Houston might be hot. I think the only team, and who the hell knows, I think the only team with the possibility of beating the Seahawks would be the Rams, just because they're divisional and all that, and Rams do the thing. I still think the Seahawks are a better team.
Yeah.
But from the AFC, I'm like, put Jacksonville in there. Seahawks would eat Jacksonville's lunch. I think Houston, I think, is considerably – they're a quote-unquote hot team. Seattle would devour those. Remember what they did to Denver when they played them in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I think Houston would have that experience against what the Seahawks are doing, not offensively, but defensively, man. Houston's not built for the S that Mike McDonald has put out on that field, man. I'm telling you, this is like, enjoy this. This is about as good as a defense gets. And the other thing, they already intimidate teams when they take the field.
Yeah, that's
other
that
teams are already crapping their pants when they look at that defense. They already think, oh my God, what do we do? And they haven't even done the coin toss yet.
You were talking about watching Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. It's been a long year for David Harbour. It's gotten even longer. Basically, his strange wife, Lily Allen, came out, called him a cheater. There was Millie Bobby Brown. It said he was abusive on their show. Now, granted, she did show up with him on the red carpet. So I think, you know, that was years ago. Well, now there's apparently, I guess TMZ, there was footage before Christmas. He's running out of a restaurant, holding another guy's hat, yelling, like, what are you going to do? Like, F and come at me.
Sounds like he's having a breakdown.
That's basically what people are saying.
Yeah.
Is like, he might be, I guess he is bipolar. So they're like, he like freaked out, started asking people about the Iraq war, got emotional and kneeled down to pray. So people are saying it could be a bipolar episode. He's admitted this in the past having it. Also,
well, there you go.
That's just look, people deal with personal stuff that they don't even tell other people.
Of course.
I can't imagine all that being splashed all over everything you see and read and everything else. Like, that's a long, hard year.
Plus, I feel like it only gets worse because once it gets out there, then the paparazzi and the TMZs and all that kind of stuff, they're going to start paying more attention to you.
And my man
could have had 8 episodes 4 years ago that we don't know about because no one cared about who he was, quote unquote, right? But now that he's gotten bigger and Stranger Things exploded and he's done these movie roles, like, bro, all eyes are going to be on you, waiting for you to fall apart again.
Your brain controls you. You don't control it.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
If it's not in your control, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can take medication. You can do all kinds of things.
Correct.
But as far as being able to try to stop that behavior in the moment,
you would.
Exactly. You wouldn't be doing that.
Right. But
you
can. Well, and he does a lot of stuff, but I mean, like, Stranger Things is still obviously one of the biggest shows.
Huge.
On TV. Probably one of the biggest show in the last 20 years, I would say.
Maybe he's just doing strange things.
He is doing strange things. Like, you know, sometimes life imitates art.
You know what's funny about David Harbour, though? When you look at that show, right, all the kids are young adults now. He's the only guy that does not look any different.
Well, he was already an adult.
I know, but like no extra gray hairs.
What was he on before? We know him from somewhere.
I think he was just a character actor. I don't think just a character actor. But like everyone recognized him. Didn't know his name.
I mean, that made up.
Because every once in a while, they'll be like, man, so-and-so died. I'm like, why do I know that name? Then you Google their image like, oh, my God, that guy.
Right. I think there's a lot of actors like that. We always say, like, you know the guy or the woman. You just don't know their name or whatever. Then they get on a massive show, and you're like, oh, that's him. If you're a football junkie like me for college football, you have the SFSC championship.
Wow, man.
It's Montana State playing somebody over on ESPN.
Somebody.
It's on right now.
So what is football?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we ain't got much left. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida teen is pulled over after driving 154 miles per hour on wet roads.
Damn.
Meanwhile, a woman argues with her boyfriend in a Taco Bell, then she seriously explodes. U.S. postal worker tries to run over a 10-year-old boy. Escape monkey finds a music store it wanted to destroy. And a woman wanted for arson tries to burn down a Walmart on New Year's Eve. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Florida, where a USPS driver is facing criminal charges. He was going about his normal workday delivering packages to the neighborhood when he spotted a young individual swiping one of the parcels that he had just delivered, and he was mounting a scooter with the package, primed to get away with some porch piracy. Thinking quickly, the driver did what he had to do to stop the 10-year-old thief. He attempted to run the boy over with his delivery truck.
But why would you even think you're not going to be hailed a hero?
For running over a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old, even if the kid were stealing the package.
Correct.
Even if he was, and you run over a 10-year-old on a bike,
right,
and you're a grown-ass man, You're not going to be a hero. Nothing good comes of that.
So while he didn't hit the boy, he did run over the scooter as the 10-year-old jumped off and out of the way, injuring his ankle. So he wasn't even trying to scare the kid. He legit ran him over. But justice was served, you see. Except for the fact that the boy was a resident of the home that the package was dropped off at, and he was merely taking it to the proper address after his family realized the mix-up. Needless to say, the USPS driver is now facing some serious charges.
So you made two mistakes. Delivered the wrong package. Forgivable. Happens all the time.
Sure.
And then you were going to run down the child.
Right.
I mean, like,
and that's why you did run down the kid.
Yeah,
you ran over his scooter.
He managed to get off of the scooter before he actually took him out.
Like, I need to see the surveillance footage that makes me believe that you wouldn't actually have hit that kid if he was still on the thing.
My thing, you know, as an adult, one of the beauties of, especially kids that are like 10 years old, even if you think they're up to no good.
Yeah.
Is, son, why is that box? They will explain it to you.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to run them over.
Shy of that kid rolling out with a gun about to kill somebody.
I know.
You don't run over the 10-year-old.
Well, I thought he was 11.
Golly. In other news, not to be outdone, you ready for this? A woman in Pennsylvania is facing similar charges after a spat with her boyfriend. Back on New Year's Eve, the couple got into a fight in the car while outside of a local Taco Bell. Classy joint to have a fight, by the way. With the boyfriend intending to curtail the altercation by simply getting out of the car and leaving. Well done, he walked away from the situation. But this was clearly not the move that he should have made. As she responded, by running over her boyfriend, even going so far as to drive on the sidewalk on the wrong side of the road to make sure that she made contact, hitting him from behind.
Wow.
Surveillance footage was obtained that captured the altercation, and the woman is wanted on attempted murder charges.
Oh, they haven't found her ass yet.
No, they will. Like,
I mean, they will, sure.
They'll track her down, but again, I feel like we have this conversation once every couple weeks. Like, did it need to get this far?
No, we need to
go there.
You're at Taco Bell. Enjoy the food.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this woman gets the fire sauce.
Yeah.
That's not a mild type of move.
No, that's
running over somebody.
It is my go-to, though, man. I love that fire sauce.
The fire sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's good stuff. A little too zesty for you?
Oh, God. I'm clenching just thinking about it.
We got it back in the office.
I didn't even notice.
Do you go mild sauce, Ted?
I will say Taco Bell's the one place I can deal with their hot.
Yeah.
But generally, yeah, I'm a mild guy.
It's because I tried the Diablo sauce, and that's when it's just like, no, this is just spicy.
No, Diablo above fire?
Yes. Yes, it goes mild, hot, fire, then Diablo
sauce. Devil.
So their hot sauce I will use. But yeah, when it gets to fire or Diablo, I'm like, I'm out.
You know, Ted, I'm talking to a fairly new employee earlier today, and she was asking about, you guys have beer? So, oh, yeah, we got the beer. We got the sausage. We have a salsa. And we were standing directly outside of the studio. It's right before we were cutting commercials.
Yeah.
And she said, is the salsa spicy? And I, no. And I pointed to you, Ted, and I said, he's a P, and he would admit it.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it comes to spice, so, like, I'm not even insulting him. He would tell you straight up, like, do not make it spicy. Right. I cannot eat the spicy
stuff. We were eating ribs the other day watching college football, and my buddy's girlfriend came home, and she said, are they spicy? And I said, honestly, I'm a little bitch. They're not. You can eat them.
Okay.
Right? That's what I was like. They're pretty mellow.
Hot ribs.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't even insulting. I'm like, oh, no, man, he's a P when it comes to that.
Yeah. I have so many friends now. I just go, can I have it? They're like, no, you can't.
No, you can't do it. Over to Tennessee for a story right out of the Thrills Nightmare. This was for Profile This. Local police got a call about a wild animal on the loose causing damage. A monkey that had escaped and was wrecking a musical instrument store. A cinnamon capuchin monkey, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, is it capuchin or capuchin?
That sounds like some kind of fancy drink.
Capuchin.
Could I get what is it?
Spider capuchin? The cinnamon capuchin.
Can I get the
call? It's a crazy monkey.
Sir, you ordered a monkey.
There was like one program that I heard the first time I heard it, and he said capuchin, and then everything else I heard capuchin, so I don't know what exactly it is.
Either way, it sounds like a drink.
It's a cinnamon monkey.
Can someone, nice person who goes to Starbucks, shouldn't you try to order one?
A cinnamon capuchin monkey?
Don't say monkey. Just can I get the cinnamon capuchin?
Can I get the cinnamon capuchin?
And see if they're like, sir, I'm pretty sure that's a monkey.
That sounds like something I would like, though. I love cinnamon sugar, man. Animal control arrived on the scene, but the monkey had made an escape before they could capture it. Luckily, they were able to track it down at its next target and safely captured it. Believe that the monkey was stolen from a farm in Alabama before being sold in a nearby town, and the investigation is ongoing to get to the bottom of that story.
That is interesting to me. One, there is a farm in Alabama that has a monkey.
Yeah.
And then someone said, hey, man, if we steal that, I know a dude in Tennessee that'll buy it.
I always hate when people use this term, but I'm about to. It's 2026. Are we really still owning monkeys?
Apparently.
Like,
there's a lot of things I question to each their own, but exactly.
I get it. It was exotic back in the day. I have a monkey. Like, all right, cool. But they
are just so weird.
Yeah.
That said, I need to see that movie Primate coming up.
Primate.
Look,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, that thing looks scary.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a freaking chimpanzee. What have I said from day one? Those things are freaking evil.
That's right.
They will kill you. So my wife said, that looks stupid. I'm like, it does. And when I'm sitting in a movie theater watching it, I'll let you know.
There was somebody that was like, I can't believe they made a horror movie based on an actual event. A woman actually got severely injured. It's like, she owned a monkey.
She owned a chimp. Like, and she messed up a friend, not the owner. And you can't believe someone made a horror movie based on real event. I got bad news for them for so many horror movies.
There's people that get choked out by their constrictor snakes as pets. There's people that, you know, are dumb enough to own gators and they get bit. Like, they are wild freaking animals.
Do you think this person was upset about Titanic? It made about $1 billion. Like, a bunch of people died. It's a true story. Mm-hmm. Get over yourself, jackass.
Telenor, where a woman is facing arson charges. Surveillance footage observed the woman in a local Walmart location walking to the camping section where she loaded a couple cans of camping fuel into her cart. She proceeds to walk over to the baby infant section of the store and pour the fluid all over several cribs before setting them on fire and walking out of the store.
That's a bad look.
Yes, it is. Firefighters arrived at the store being evacuated and were able to control the blaze, which is said to have caused more than $5 million in damages. The store is currently closed to the public as they assess the damage, and a motive for the fire is still unknown. The woman was eventually arrested.
She's a pyromaniac.
Pretty much.
And crazy.
Pretty much. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Iowa, where medical staff went above and beyond the call of duty. A woman had gone in for an x-ray on her hand, and like everyone is recommended to do, she removed the rings that were on her fingers at the time of the imaging. Fast forward to a day later, she realized that she never actually put the rings back on before she left the hospital. That's when she realized that she had accidentally thrown away the napkin that contained her rings, which that belonged to her grandparents. They were actually their wedding rings.
Oh, wow.
She contacted the hospital and maintenance crews went searching. Luckily, after clawing through roughly 60 bags of trash in about 45 minutes, they used a metal detector and we were able to track down the jewelry and return them to the woman.
Oh, very nice.
Congratulations.
Out of harm.
Yeah. Men's Room Sports. As Ted said, you got some college football championship game over on ESPN. College Hoops on CBS Sports and FS1 on the Kraken. Or in Calgary, taking on the Flames over on NBC and Kong. As far as your weather, should have to deal with just clouds for tonight and a low of 40. But tomorrow, they're predicting rainfall and a high of 45. So it's not going to be a very fun day. But that is it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, guess what tomorrow is? It's National Smith Day.
Let's go.
And we'll celebrate on Sit and Spin. The lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, including National Smith Day. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch and Happy New Year. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.